It is time for us to check sports, and the winter meetings are going on in baseball. And whatever Aaron Judge decides to do will have a huge domino effect on the rest of what's going on with Major League Baseball, because there's a number of notable players who have agreed to deals on day two of the winter meetings, but the most notable of them all remains on the market, and that is Aaron Judge. There was some action yesterday when a report indicated Judge appeared to be ready to sign with San Francisco, though it was retracted just minutes after it came out. The Yankees and Giants continue to wait for Judge to pick a team, and while there's still a chance that a third team might enter the fray for Judge, it's probably a little late to enter in now. New York and San Francisco are seen as the co-favorites to land his services. All right. Neither club has put a timetable on a potential decision. The feeling around the winter-spring meetings, according to press, is that Judge could sign as soon as today. That despite a report that he was going to come to the meetings, Judge was not spotted at the Hyatt yesterday. All right. Now, there are star free agents still out there. Todd Turner, Jacob deGrom, Justin Verlander have signed. Okay. Judge's decision will have an impact, though, on the following people, including Carlos Correa, Carlos Rodon, Xander Bogaerts, Dansby Swanson, and also Brandon Nemo. Really, once the Judge deal falls into place and all the major teams know where their money is allocated, the rest will fall in place after that. So the day that Judge's announcement comes out will be a very, very busy day in Major League Baseball. All right, let's move over and see what the NFL schedule calls for. Coming up tomorrow, the Raiders take on the Rams. I do believe that's tomorrow. Yes. Coming up on Sunday, the Vikings against the Lions. The Ravens against the Steelers. The Browns against the Bengals. The Jets against the Bills. The Texans against the Cowboys. I would think that that will be another win for the Cowboys. The Giants go up against the Eagles. Tough game. The Jaguars take on the Titans. The Chiefs take on the Broncos. Panthers take on the Seahawks. The Buccaneers will take on the 49ers. Of course, the 49ers minus their starting quarterback. The Dolphins will take on the Chargers. And then Monday night, the Patriots take on the Cardinals. All right. So that's what the NFL schedule looks like. Now, let's take a look at the NBA and games that were played yesterday that involve local teams. Nothing. Today, the Knicks take on the Hawks. The Hornets take on the Nets. And I think that's it for today. The Celtics later on tonight will take on the Phoenix Suns, all right? In the National Hockey League yesterday, skating on the ice, the Devils defeated the Blackhawks 3-0. The Islanders lost to the Blues 7-4. Coming up today in the National Hockey League, the Bruins take on the Avalanche, and the Rangers will take on the Golden Knights. All right. Rangers taking on the Golden Knights. In more Hollywood-type news out of the NBA, suspended Boston Celtics coach Ime Udoka's troubles continue. Now reported that he has split from actress Nia Long. That is just a really incredibly situation. this quote uttered by an NFL great, a former Super Bowl champ. And the quote came from Mark Schiller, a former NFL player, on the Carton Show on WFAN. Here is the great thing about Tampa Bay. You can win your division playing 6 minutes of football. That's all they need to do. So how fresh they're going to be come playoff time? He puts the Bucs in first place. And that's the world's greatest American, by the way, he said of Brady. Don't call him Tom Brady. He's the world's greatest American. Well, I'm sorry. I have to put some other people in that category before Tom Brady. You might say he's one of the most premier athletes in the world. NCAA action from last night. We take a look at the top 20. 15 Duke over Iowa, 74-62. 13th-ranked Maryland over lost to Wisconsin, 64-59. 12th-ranked Baylor over Oregon State, 80-57. 24th-ranked TCU over Jackson State, 75-51. 3 Virginia down James Madison, 55-50. And number 1 Houston over North Florida, 76-42. UConn, who's ranked number 5th now, will take on Florida today at 9 p.m. And that, my friends, is our check on sports for this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.